If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yo, if you're watching on the stream, stream's up. White Brian's got it, or it'll be up soon, whatever. I'm wearing a Terps quarter zip. Bang. Look at it on the stream. Yeah. Underneath that, I have a Maryland polo shirt. I'm Maryland out today, B.
Yeah. Why are you having a Maryland hat?
I don't have a Maryland hat.
Var Jeff.
Jeff looks good. Jeff, get over here and show your world to the stream. Jeff looks great today. We have Maryland pride. That's that's what they want us all to promote. Maryland pride. Bang. Look at Jeff Walker showing off his vendor badge. Can we please just have a functional athletic department? Is that asking too much? Hey, is that man. Asking too much, Brian?
Hey, my
you played college
has,
athletics
my
at the highest level.
A great athletic department.
No, don't turn me down. Turn me up. Dog, what are we doing? This is the best basketball team this university has had in a long time. Uh-huh. I don't want to get into, like, who, what, when, where, right? Because I don't know. The 2020 team was good. COVID robbed them. There's this whole sliding doors thing of what happened if COVID doesn't hit. Turge gets to go on that tournament run. But it hit. That's the universe, dude. Yeah. We don't control the damn universe.
It's the past.
This is the best basketball team the University of Maryland has had in some time.
Yep.
They're the four seed. They play today. And instead, all we get is palace intrigue drama BS. I'm going to try real hard not to curse, but I want to curse a lot.
Don't curse.
I'm going to try.
The FCC takes care of that.
The FCC won't let me be. seriously, Mike. I just am so over this stuff, dude. And here's what I know. The athletic directors in my time, since I was a student to now, Debbie Yao, Kevin Anderson, and now Damon Evans, just make it harder for the coaches to succeed. Please find me an athletic director that's focus is on the school and the kids and not their own personal gain. Mm-hmm. Is that asking too much?
No.
This man shook my hand Sunday night. I was there Sunday night. I was in the Xfinity Center. I talked to Coach Freeze. I talked to Coach Willard. I wish them well. I'm a proud alum. I want the basketball teams to do good. They're both four seeds. Maryland, the men play today. The women host a game tomorrow. This man shook my hand Sunday night, and now he's out the door for SMU. I don't care. Go get rich. You know what they got in SMU? Oil money. Get all of it.
Yeah.
Wait a week. Wait a week. Let the kids play today. Wait a week.
I don't know. I don't know if I everybody
I may
moves.
Not have all the facts, B.
Yeah, but everybody moves, and everybody is going to move when they want to move, and SMU probably said, we want you now, whatever. But it could be something that Willard uses to galvanize his team. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be nothing that destroys a team. The team doesn't care about the athletic director anyway. The actual guys on that team need to be focused on their basketball. And if they go out there and handle their business, they'll be okay. But if they are someone worrying about the AD, you got a problem. And I would believe the coach has their mind completely away from the AD.
Dog, there's so many things I can say that I know that I'm not going to because I don't want any of this to be personal. And as much as it's hard for me to rationalize that people listen. I know people listen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what I know is I have seen up close and covered up close dysfunctional athletic organizations. And any time you have palace intrigue, it undercuts what the operation is trying to do. There are a ton of good people working in athletics in College Park.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's this constant feeling of I could get knifed in the back at any moment, if it feels like Caesar's on the steps on March 15th, every damn day you walk in, it ain't going to work. And dude, you and I saw it in Ashburn for 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't function. And I just hope we can get to a space where things function there without the Ides of March and the Sword of Damocles hanging over everybody's head at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to just move forward. I just want to talk about the basketball game.
We have a great basketball game coming up today.
Dog, what are we doing here? Let's talk about yesterday. We were here. I got two funny stories to start the day. I'm going to try to keep my wits about me. So we had a blast here yesterday.
We may have to switch it to the Ask of JP today.
No, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Lanfield, what you think about that?
I don't know.
JP's on fire. We have to Ask JP today, not be Mitch, right?
I'm all in.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Anybody from Maryland, call and ask JP.
I don't think it's a good
idea. We can do this at 10:30.
I don't think it's a good idea for anybody. CJ's on TV. Goodness gracious. So we had a great day here yesterday. And then I was meeting you at the hockey game.
Uh-huh.
I got to moderate a panel, Brian.
Uh-huh.
I don't moderate many panels. Mayor Bowser's office asked me to moderate.
They should have somebody moderating you.
Yo, you imagine if the people that asked me yesterday to moderate their panel listen to the first 10 minutes of radio today.
They're like, who's this guy? That wasn't him last night.
So it was cool, though. And the only reason they wanted me was because it was about the value of sports teams to the city. And I think there's a ton of value.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like of our station, of the Junks, you and I, and then Grant and Danny, you and I were the only ones when Monumental announced they were going to Virginia. Everybody's like, cool, new stadium. You and I were like, nah, man, you're going to gut the city.
Yeah.
Business is business, and I understand it, but I was really happy.
I also told you the people in Virginia wasn't going to let it happen.
That's a good point. What's my lady's name down in Norfolk?
I forgot.
That lady.
Allen Iverson's aunt. No, D'Angelo Hall's aunt.
She's about her business down there. I was really, really happy that the city and Monumental were able to reach a deal, and they're going to redo Chinatown and that arena, and it's going to be dope, and I'm excited about that. Nats Park has brought life to Navy Yard in a way that was Louise Lucas.
Yeah.
Nats Park has brought life and business and money to Navy Yard in a way that was unimaginable 20, 30 years ago. And I think a revamped RFK can do that, too. And I think there is a way to walk and chew gum, people. You can build RFK and have this dope stadium and provide, low-income housing.
Low-income housing, you make a lot of money. You can bring different events to the city that you can't get right now.
The Final Four, pro wrestling, whatever
Olympics.
You want. Yeah, dude. And
World Cup.
And, dude, maybe they don't build the housing right there, but you know what more money does? Allowed you to build housing somewhere. Elsewhere, yeah, wherever it might be.
There you go.
There's a way for all these things to happen. And so it was cool for me to moderate this panel. There's Monumental was represented. The Nats were represented. The Washington Spirit was represented, which is just an awesome organization that I've gone to games. I have bought tickets to go to games I had. And then my man Gus, who you met, who was there from JLL as kind of the developer side, kind of telling you what needs to happen from a dollar perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to have like an understanding of what the deal looks like when you have these conversations. So it was a cool conversation. But B, a really nice woman introduced the panel, right? And she works in the mayor's office in various departments. There were a lot of one thing you learn about politics, man, especially local politics, there's a lot of people that gotta get their 5 minutes of talking.
Oh, hell yeah.
And they got to thank a bunch of people. It was a great event, but I learned a lot about the local political scene. And this woman, I'm not going to name names, but she was lovely. She was very kind. But she said, you know, I'm not the biggest sports person. And she introduced me. Very kind. Guess my introduction.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good, call your different name?
Good old J.P. Finlay.
Finlay. Hey. See.
And I knew it was coming. I was sitting there.
See,
did it like,
just
oh,
how
man.
It's spelled, dog.
Well, B, you know me. I got to make stuff complicated, man. I know how it's spelled. You know why it's spelled that way? So my grandparents, both my father's parents, were Northern Irish Catholic. And people may or may not be familiar, but there was some trouble over there for the Catholics. And so my dad jokes that they couldn't afford the expensive boat to America, so they got on the cheap boat to Scotland. And during that immigration process, L-E-Y became L-A-Y. Like, they just, some dude wrote it down different, and bang, J.P. Finlay exists, right?
So his name really is Finlay,
yeah.
With the E-Y.
Right.
You're going to start spelling it like that.
There's B-Mitch on TV with a big old glass of red. Pinot? That looks dark for Pinot. That looks like a cab.
No, that's Pinot.
Okay. There's Tana Man. So we had a really cool event, and I really enjoyed it. Then we went to the Caps game. We both got to be there for Ovi. I was with you when – actually, I might have been upstairs at that point.
Yeah.
But, Landfill, I think I'm just going to be a roller coaster all day. We might just have – that's way too low, Joe. We might just have to deal with me. But – the Caps are a wagon. They clinched the playoffs.
Ovi scored again.
Ovi's 7 away, dude.
8-8-8.
This is a record nobody thought would ever be broken, and here we are. Like,
yeah.
We're on the doorstep.
Yes.
And when he didn't score Tuesday against the Wings, I said he's got to score against Philly. Guess what he did? Score against Philly.
I'm looking for a hat trick coming up here real soon.
They have a game Saturday against
the
Panthers.
Get real, real interesting.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.